Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Laverne Bond, and this is Mystic Retreat, where we learn to collaborate in the life of Christ. We learn to be creative and spiritual at the same time in the life of Christ. Today, and wait for some time, I don't know how long this will go, how long I will be working on this particular topic, but we're talking about trusting God, and we're using scriptures from the psalmist David and using Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have been meditating on these scriptures and just mulling them over in my spirit for days, chewing on them, as it were. Oh, as if they were food, because they are. For me, they're food. And I got from it, from the first, the Lord is my shepherd. And what came up in my soul, in my heart, was the Lord is my boss. The Lord is the boss of me. And it's funny because I have a company, the Napstick Studio. Napstick Retreat is just a part of it. The Napstick Studio is the main company. And I'm the president. I'm not the CEO. God is the CEO. And with that, it takes a lot of the burden off of me because I don't have to come up with a vision. He comes up with a vision, and I, just as the president, just execute the vision. And it makes it easy for me. Am I scared? All the time. But I know that if I trust him to provide the vision, I'm good. And I, even if I get it wrong, I know that he will, like a GPS, recalibrate me and turn me around and get me back on the right track. So I'm not afraid. I'm never afraid of doing this, executing his vision. But then at times, worn out, weary, my soul feels like it, drying up. And I don't feel like I can push forward. And those are the days when you have to go back to the vision. You go back to your CEO. Because your CEO is not just the boss of the company, it's not just your boss, it's also your mentor. Because the CEO does nothing but to the vision and figure out which direction the wind is blowing. And that's reassuring because the CEO, if he's if he or she is really, really tapped in, they know where the market is going. They know what's supposed to be there. They can zero in on those things that are the most important things to focus on. They don't bother with the fluff. Preneurs, you know what I mean. Sometimes you can get bogged down with a lot of silliness and foolishness. The day-to-day can get you so wrapped up in minutia, and it's annoying at times. And for me, I have to know how to stay in my lane and not get too, stop thinking about myself as the boss, because I'm not the boss. I am an employee of this company. Even though I sign the paperwork, I sign off on everything, I'm an officer of this company, I am an employee. That's an incredible burden off of my shoulders, knowing that I'm just an employee. I'm just here to do my job. And that's all. Having said that, again, I don't know why I need to focus on this. I feel God in this particular thing. My soul can get thirsty. And not thirsty in a grubbing, greedy, money-grubbing kind of way, but sometimes you just feel like you just get worn out, like something, like the world is pulling out of you. And you feel like you can't do it. You feel like you can't go any further. You feel like you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to wash yourself. You don't want to take care of yourself. You don't want to do the things that make you happy, bring you joy. You just want to hide. You just don't want to face the world because you don't think you can keep going. You know, and the circumstances on the outside, the company may not be doing as good as it should be doing. It may not be bringing in the amount of revenue it's supposed to be bringing in. You got bills that are due, past due, overdue, and you've got to know that you're on track, even though your circumstances aren't lining up, should, according to the vision. And you got to keep pressing toward that vision, even when your soul wants to curl up on itself. It wants to draw up and dry out and just give up. What I do when I start to feel that way is to, it's like I call that feeling when you feel like you're just so pressured, you're under so much pressure that your soul hurts, and you feel like you want to cry, but the tears don't come. It's a weird feeling. It's like your soul is so much pain that you're not quite there where you want to commit suicide or something. And in some cases, some people feel that way. They feel like, oh my God, I just want to die. That's not what that is, even though you feel like that's what you want to do. What it is growth. And when I figured out that's what it was, that it's really the feeling that you feel, I call it like the burn. When you're doing exercises and you're doing something you've never done before, and the first time you do it, your muscles scream out because you're in so much pain because you're doing something you've never done before, your soul does the same thing. And I call it the burn, the spiritual burn. And you feel like you're drying out. You're not dying, you're not failing. What you're doing is you're growing. You're going to your next level, and that's the first signal that's letting you know that you're about to get your breakthrough, that you're on your way to a breakthrough. It may not happen for months. Your breakthrough, you may not see it for months. But letting you know that that's growth. That's growth. Why is that important? Because that, knowing that it's growth, and not death is the reason why you should keep going. Because if you press through that pain and get disciplined enough to just press through the pain, and what I do when I get in a season like that where my soul feels dry, thirsty, and I'm like in pain, it hurts so bad, I'll just quit, I go back to the scriptures and I just roll them around in my mind. And I don't say them out loud. I might just say somebody, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm meditating on that scripture and I let the scripture quench my soul and water my soul down. And usually what happens is something comes up on the inside of that Lord, my shepherd. For me, when I started doing that, is I realized the Lord is my boss. Because if the Lord is my shepherd, I must be a sheep. I'm under him. He's over me. So likewise, for this company, I'm under him. He's over me. He's the CEO, and I'm his boss. He's got the vision. I execute the vision. No matter what position I have in this company, I'm here to just execute the vision. I don't have to think about it. It's his job. It's his role. It's his company, not mine. He does this. He does the work. I do the work. He gives me the vision. Getting back to that quenching of the soul, he drenches it with the water of the Word. The Word is got moisture in it. I don't know how to explain it in terms of spiritual things, but your spirit can either be dry or moist. And with the Word, it has spirit attached to it. And it waters your spirit. And what I do when my soul gets pained, I meditate on the Word. I'll just roll around the scripture in my heart over and over and over again, ad nauseum, till I get tired of it. And that's what I do. That's all I do. And I can spend, like, I meditated on this practically maybe the whole half of the psalm, but I got quite a bit from that. And I challenge you, do the same thing. When you're working on your company, or you're working on a job that's challenging you, Bible, if you can get on your computer. On your computer, get a real Bible. Go to the bookstore and get a real Bible. And just take some scriptures, let the book open, just fall open, and just meditate on what your eyes fall on. I challenge you. It's going to drench your soul. It's going to drench, really, really drench your soul. I only have a few seconds left, but this is Laverne Bond, Monastic Retreat, and we're talking about trusting God. This is an ongoing series until I know otherwise. Laverne Bond again. Dang, have a nice day. Have a blessed day. Amen.